Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This is Russ Servance, and we have the What Do You Think program. And today's guest, I have Stephanie here with the Aspire Foundation. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good. So what's new?
Oh, so many things are new. I think starting with our biggest event of the year is our annual golf outing. That's what I'd really like to talk about first.
Okay. It's you go for it.
Absolutely. So I'm sure some of you know, last Friday, May 1st, we opened registration for our golf outing. And to accommodate this growing outing, we are offering again 4 courses this year. We did it last year for the first time, and it was very successful. So we're doing it again this year. The 4 courses are Hills and Dales, Rolling Hills. Goodness.
Well, you're used to Hills and Dales.
Rolling Hills in Cass City, Ubley Heights, Verona and Bad Axe, and the new course this year is Century Oaks in Elkton.
All right.
Yeah. Last year, we had close to 420 golfers that span across these 4 courses. So we're anticipating the courses will be full again this year. And as always, Verona seems to be like a favorite. And I just looked before I got here. I believe we already have 36 teams signed up across the 4 courses. And Verona, I believe, has 26 or 27 teams already. So people are excited. It hasn't even been a week that registration has been open, and there's quite a bit of excitement around it. So I'm happy about that.
That's awesome. And I've got some neighbors that are avid golfers. So Mike and Becky, if you're out there, this is for you.
Mike and Becky, call me.
Yeah.
So in addition just to golfing for the day, our event does an array of things. So we have coffee and donuts in the morning. There's lunch at the turn. We have games throughout the course. Dinner is provided afterward. We also do silent auctions at each course. And then in addition to that, typically at 2 of the courses, we do a live auction. And we usually have maybe 4 to 6 items of higher dollar value, meaning like maybe concert tickets or Detroit Lions tickets, a weekend getaway, maybe a casino package, signed sports memorabilia, just an array of different items for the live auction. And a lot of people enjoy that and participate. So it's an exciting day.
Well, I remembered you saying Detroit Lions tickets. You haven't worked anything out for Philadelphia Eagle tickets, though.
No, but if there's anybody out there that would like to donate that, we would definitely take it.
So would I.
Also, in addition to what I just mentioned, we do have many options of sponsor levels. And so we start as high as the event sponsor for $5,000, and then it goes all the way down to whole sponsors for $300. And again, last year we had so many vendors and businesses in our local communities that sponsor in various of ways. So we appreciate all of that. We also get lots of donated items that we do for the silent auction, and we appreciate that as well. So if you're someone out there, maybe being a sponsor is not your thing, but you'd like to donate any kind of item, please reach out to Brooke Mallory or myself. We would love to hear from you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And one more big thing I want to announce for golf, which we do every year, is our 50-50 raffle ticket. However, this year we have a little bit of a change. Last year we gave away $25,000 to one person, which is super fun, right? It's exciting. You don't see that many 50-50 high dollar amounts. Well, we're doing the same thing this year and giving away a total of $25,000, but we are going to give it away in 3 places. So first place winner will be $15,000, second place winner $7,000, and third place winner is $3,000. So hopefully 3 people will walk away with some money.
So but you that got 3 chances to win.
You do, absolutely. But if you're somebody, I know somebody that bought 100 tickets last year, they could win more than once, you know?
Oh, wow.
Who knows? And the drawing for that raffle is September 11th at the golf outing. It's going to be at Century Oaks.
Okay.
So.
Now it's from all the golf courses, though.
So we start pre-selling tickets now. Anybody okay. can buy a ticket.
So
we also
anybody does it.
Yes. We also sell tickets, what's left at the outings as well. But from okay. now until September 11th, tickets are available to buy. They're $20 each. We will sell $2,500 tickets. If you're interested, just go to our website, aspirerhs.org. You can get tickets right through the website. Or if you want to ask Brooke Mallory or myself in the foundation, you could call us. 989-912-6275 is my number. We'd love, and we will come to you.
Oh, wow. Service.
Yes, service with a smile.
Always. So when is the event?
The golf outing is Friday, September 11th.
Okay.
So we have a little bit of time, but we like to get it out before summer gets started, right? Like everybody's summer is so busy with kids and sports and family reunions and just all the things that people do in the summer, camping.
And people are filling those calendars up now.
They are.
So they can put this on there and know, leave that date open.
Absolutely. We would love it. And one last thing I wanted to mention, the proceeds to this event. So all proceeds from the golf outing will be divided among our three hospital projects. And as of May 1st, this last Friday, Aspire Deckerville Community Hospital is doing a lobby expansion project, which, you know, that's going to encompass removing a wall to open the space to more modernize it, from new flooring, updating bathrooms, fresh paint, furniture, registration desks, basically just an overall improvement to create more space, to be more efficient, and to enhance the workflow and overall patient experience.
Awesome. And that's at the Deckerville location.
Yes.
And you have two others.
We do. We do. And so at Marlette, again, we just had this project change May 1st on Friday. Aspire Marlette Regional Hospital Project is Marlette Family Healthcare and Medical Office Building Remodel. And again, we're opening up the reception area, removing some walls, adding a new reception and check-in window, installing countertops, replacing flooring, and creating additional provider offices. And again, these improvements will just result in a more welcoming, functional, and streamlining, you know, the whole office space.
Wow.
Essentially. Yeah.
That's going to be nice.
It is. And then in continuation, the same project that we've had for last year, we are continuing, which is at Aspire Hillsdale's Healthcare, and that is our inpatient room renovation. And back in 2017, we had a hospital expansion, and we renovated one side of the second floor, 12 rooms. Now we're doing the other side of the floor. And okay. again, we're opening space, updating bathrooms, flooring, cabinets, modernizing that as well. So each hospital has a renovation project. So the golf Ooh. Outing proceeds will be split into thirds for each hospital.
Nice. And when you go to Hills and Dales or Aspire, you know, you're going to go into what your proceeds are going to, and that is things to benefit you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's really cool. It's nice to see that, especially now that you're redoing the other side of the wing there in Cassidy.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. And, you know, the last thing I wanted to mention about the golf outing is if you think about playing at four courses, that is 448 golfers total. And that's our goal. We hope to fill all of the courses. And last year we came really close to filling them all. And so essentially, you know, if you were doing the math, all the courses are 18 holes, except for Rolling Hills is nine holes. We are looking forward to 448 golfers.
Wow. Well, you were only short seven teams of four.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know.
You're going to get it.
This year,
it's going to be a hit.
I think so.
You got it.
I think so. So I'm really excited about that. That's our biggest event of the year. I think a lot of people look forward to it. We have a lot of people who love golf, but then we also have people that just love the event, the camaraderie with the vendors and in the businesses, and so getting to see people in the different communities that you don't get to see. Maybe you only get to see them at the golf outing. So it's the funnest event for myself. I really enjoy it.
And it's outdoors. You get to enjoy being outdoors in the sunshine doing this.
Yes, that's absolutely awesome. Yeah. So if you're looking for something fun to do on Friday, September 11th, check out our golf outing. All the information is out on our website, aspirerhs.org.
All right. Well, we're going to hit a commercial really quick and get back here, because I'm going to guess you've got more things to go over.
We do.
All right. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
We're playing the best of the best country music on FM 94.1 WHST and AM 1340 WLEW.
Yeah, that's Cody Johnson, When a Cowboy Prays. That's a new one from him. Good stuff. Yeah, so weather-wise today, it could be warmer, really. High of around 52, but partly sunny skies, maybe a little breeze out there.
Good morning. High pressure feeds drier air in from the west over the next day or so, and it looks like a quiet stretch of weather. We will see a little bit of cloudiness here and there, but for the most part, skies will be quite bright and it stays comfortable, although seasonably cool. Partly sunny on average today, 50 to 54 this afternoon, west to southwest winds at 10 to 15. There's a 20% chance of precipitation. Partly cloudy, low to mid 30s tonight. Light westerly breeze, chance of rainfall 20%. Partly sunny, mid 50s tomorrow, west winds at 10 to 15, chance of rain 20%, mostly cloudy, middle to upper 30s tomorrow night, and partly sunny Friday, upper 50s, west to southwest winds at 5 to 15, chance of rain 20%. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Morley.
This is Tammy Johnson. Spring is here, and with it brings change. For some, it also brings important decisions. For us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, it is a reminder of what matters most: comfort, dignity, and care you can trust. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing care, the Sanilac Medical Care Facility offers comprehensive care close to home. We have speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, all on site. And all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility work closely with residents and their families so we can focus on personalized care, safety, and respect every single day. When life brings change, having the right care nearby makes all the difference. This spring, take comfort in knowing that there is a place right here in our community that puts people first. Your loved ones deserve the best genuine care available. Call Sanilac Medical Care Facility at 810-648-3017 or go online to sanilacmedicalcare.com to learn more.
Severe weather warning. Heavy rains are approaching. Let's get an update from our field reporter in Wheatville. Gary, how you doing out there?
Actually, pretty great. Storm's rolling in, but these wheat fields are protected with Spherex fungicide, so not much to report on out here. Back to you, Ted.
I guess you can forget the forecast with Spherex fungicide from BASF. Let's go to commercial.
Talk to your retailer about Spherex fungicide. It gives you powerful protection against FHB and Dawn vomitoxin, helping to defend your crop and profit potential. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you ready for a day to celebrate the incredible women in your life? Mark your calendar for this Friday, May 8th, and head to Pigeon for Ladies' Day Out. Enjoy sales, drawings, and fun giveaways at your favorite local chamber businesses. Plus, the farmers market is kicking off the season, opening early at 9 o'clock and staying open until 7 p.m. Stick around in the evening and enjoy live music from Laura Dale Ulrich from 5 to 6:30. And don't miss your chance to win big. Be there at 7 p.m. for a $250 cash prize drawing. But remember, you must be present to win. Grab your friends and family. Come have fun in Pigeon at Ladies' Day Out this Friday, May 8th. We'll see you there.
And we're back with Stephanie from Aspire. And we've been talking about the golf outing that's going to be September 11th. If you missed it, we'll go over it a little bit more. But I know very good and well, I know Stephanie. She's got more to talk about. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
That's right. So calling all you Jeep owners out there. Do you guys hear me, Jeep owners? Yes, we have a new event coming Saturday, June 27th. It is our B Cups Jeep Run. And if you haven't heard of a Jeep Run before, essentially it's a guided driving event that will take participants along a designated route with scheduled stops at local establishments. And essentially, also, we will be offering games, prizes, and just opportunities to connect with one another. In our route this year, we are starting in North Branch at All Dialed Up. We will continue to Brown City, to Marlette, stopping in Cassidy, and we will end in Kingston at the Kingswood. And all proceeds from this event will go back to our B Cups program.
Okay, because your hunting one was for P Cups.
Correct.
So you're going to be doing the B Cups
again.
So
this is for B Cups. And if you're not aware of what our B Cups program is, let me just give you a quick overview. So the program is for our patients that do not have health insurance coverage or for those who are underinsured. And so essentially the cost covers annual mammograms, digital mammogram screening, diagnostic mammograms, breast ultrasounds. This program covers $2,000 per patient per calendar year for those types of things. Also, in addition, if unfortunately you are diagnosed with breast cancer, we have a B-Cups grant program, and that grant provides $500 in financial assistance to those who are eligible for patients every 6 months. And so essentially you just need to be a resident of Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, or Tuscola County. You fill out an application, and as long as you're a patient of ours, you will be eligible to receive $500 every 6 months while going through that diagnosis.
And this is an awesome program because, like she said, if you don't have insurance, this is an awesome way to go ahead, get checked out, and if you've got something, you've got a grant available to help.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this is just for Jeep owners.
So this event is for Jeep owners, yes.
So if I don't have a Jeep, but I've got a neighbor who's got one, maybe he'll loan it to me and let me use it for this?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd love to open it up to all vehicles, but then it might turn into something crazy. So I think right now we're just starting with Jeeps.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the price a little bit. So the cost per Jeep is $50, but in addition, you will receive an event t-shirt. You're going to get a meal at the end, and you're going to get entered into something we're calling the Lucky Duck Drawing. So for you Jeep owners out there, you probably know what I'm talking about, but I'll be honest, before we started planning this, I had no idea what ducks and Jeeps meant. So let me just educate you for a moment.
You're going to let me know about Jeep ducking, aren't
you? Yes. So basically, if you put a duck on a Jeep, you are Jeep ducking. And it's just a fun, playful tradition that Jeep owners leave rubber ducks on other Jeeps. And it's just a gesture of kindness or a way of saying, hey, you have a really nice Jeep. So we thought it would be fun to incorporate pink ducks, pink for B Cups, breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to keep their duck because they get a duck, but they also get to enter it into a drawing, and we're going to have fabulous prizes at all of these stops. So just a little bit of interactive gameplay at each stop, maybe some food. So if you get a duck on your Jeep, now you know people think your Jeep is cool.
So they can fill their tummy, fill their Jeep. And I don't know what the guy's going to do that has all the ducks across his dashboard, but he's going to have a pink duck to add to it.
Absolutely. And you get a t-shirt as well.
And a t-shirt. All right.
Yeah. So it's something new we're trying. And I'll be honest, we had someone reach out to us. She was a breast cancer survivor, and she used our B Cups program. And so she had tried to do, I shouldn't say she tried, she successfully did a Jeep run in the past and said, this was a really great benefit. I would love to collaborate with you guys. And so that's essentially what we're doing. And so I was very grateful for her to bring that suggestion to us. And we're really looking forward to it. And we do have quite a few people that have signed up. Sponsorship opportunities are available as well. And again, all of this is out on our website, aspirerhs.org. But the sponsorships are starting at $500 for an event sponsor. We also have morale signs that we're doing for $250 sponsorship. So we're going to have these really cool signs, like yard signs at each, all around, along the route, and even at the places we're stopping that say, like, detect it, treat it, defeat it, you are worth the fight, things like that, that go along with breast cancer awareness. And then there's also the t-shirt sponsor for $100. And again, all of that information is available on our website, as well as registering your Jeep. And you can have passengers as well. And there is a fee for passengers. It's $20. But all the information is out on our website. And we're really looking forward to this new event.
Now, that one you said is on Saturday, June 27th.
Yes, correct.
So they don't have a lot of time, really. I mean, we're coming up on it quick.
We are. Our deadline is June 5th. So you have almost a month yet. Yes.
Okay. So if you're interested in getting the Jeep out, dust it off. I know they're dirty because it's a Jeep thing, but get out there, show it off, and for a good cause.
Absolutely. We have another event coming in July.
You do?
Yes, we do. So this is our 5K, 8K run, walk, toddler trot. And we do this every year during the Freedom Festival in Cass City. This year, it is Saturday, July 4th.
That is cool.
Yes. And
on our 250th anniversary.
Yes. Yes. So the cost for runners is $30 per runner, and that does include a free t-shirt as well. Toddlers are $10, and their run is before this run. So it's a very short, I want to say maybe a half a mile. I'm not exactly how long it is, but I think it's within 20 minutes, and their parents can run with them as well.
That's quite a hike for a toddler.
Yeah. Well, toddler to age 7.
Okay.
So, and then 8 and up could be a part of the race, whether that's walking or running.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, it's during the Freedom Festival. Honestly, this event kind of kicks off the Freedom Festival. Like, we're out there by 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, setting up, getting everything ready. There will be snacks given afterward. We also give out awards on the age groups. So there's an award assembly, which is a lot of fun to see, you know, who came in first for each age group. And all proceeds from this event are going to go back to our physical therapy equipment upgrade for Cass City Center of Rehabilitation.
Okay. Now, where is this one taking place again?
This one is in Cass City, at our hospital. Aspire Hills and Dales Healthcare, right in the rehab, almost in the parking lot, right there is where all of it will begin. And
so
it goes
just west of town a tad.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. Absolutely. And again, you can go out to our website. All of these events are listed out there. You can sign up. You can buy golf tickets out there. You can sign up for the race, the Jeep event. Everything is out there. AspireRHS.org, and then click on Foundation on the right.
All right. That's June, July, and September.
Yes.
You're missing a month.
We need a little bit of a break. Well, actually, we will be really preparing for golf. Golf is, it's a big production, and it takes many, many volunteers. We have great staff who chip in and help prior to. We have a great golf committee who also throughout the year, we have meetings and planning and following up. We have someone at each course that heads up each course because, you know, Brooke and and I can't be at all four locations.
Right.
So yes, it takes a number of hands, and I'm so thankful to have the support that we have for these events.
Wow. And now I didn't get times. So what time does your Jeep run start in June?
The Jeep run. That is a great
Saturday,
question.
June
I don't
27.
Think I mentioned that, did I? The Jeep. Okay, so registration.
I'm putting you on the spot,
yeah,
you know?
That's okay.
You're doing too good. I gotta trip you up.
Registration starts at 10:30 on Saturday, June 27th. The Jeep run starts at noon. So you have some time.
All right.
It goes until 5 p.m. So it's pretty much an all-day thing.
And what about the toddler trot?
The toddler trot
that's
starts
7:30.
At 7:30, and the 5K, 8K is 8 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, I'm guessing that's pretty much a go till it's done.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And golf, everybody tees off at 9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m. tee time.
Yep.
And for golfers, I know that isn't early because they're out there at the crack of dawn hitting balls.
Oh, yes. So we have many people show up at least an hour early. And whether it's for breakfast or go hit some balls or just talk and visit to some people they haven't seen in a while. And we love it. That's fine. Come as early as you want.
Yeah.
We're happy to have you.
And if they're still setting up, they could use a couple extra hands.
Absolutely. And people do that as well.
That's cool.
So many kind, generous people.
So I just want to touch on these again. So Friday, May 1st, you opened up the registration for golf outing.
We did.
When is the cutoff for that?
The deadline for golf registration and sponsorship is August 27th.
August 27th. Okay.
So we do have some time. But I will tell you, Verona is going to fill up soon. I mean, I want to say it can take 37 teams, and I believe we're at 26 to 27. So there's essentially 10 spots left if you want to golf at Verona.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about it, you should move sooner than later.
I know that's where you golf. So that'll be September the 11th at 9:30 a.m. And you have room, well, your total amount, 448 golfers is the goal.
That's the goal. Correct.
Okay. And again, this will be at Rolling Hills Golf Course there in Cass City, Ubley Heights in Ubley, Verona in Bad Axe, and Century Oaks there in Elkton. And it's nice to add them because it's close enough and you got to get more people. And
absolutely.
So the few teams, they were short last year. We're going to fill that up. And don't forget, you can get raffle tickets by going to aspirerhs.org and get them through there. They'll bring them to you. You can get them at the golf course if there's any left.
We do try to save some for the golfers, but we also let them know in advance that they're for sale. Again, $20 a ticket for 2,500. We're selling 2,500 tickets. Again, first place is $15,000. Like, who couldn't use that?
Right.
Second place, $7,000. Third place, $3,000. So we're giving away $25,000.
Yeah. I mean, third place, $3,000.
Yes.
That's not bad.
I'll take it.
Me too.
And, you know, you don't have these kind of raffles that often. So, I mean, I just love that we're able to do this. And with the economy the way it is right now, groceries, gas, everything is so expensive. So for $20, you have an opportunity to win some real dollars.
Yeah.
To make a difference.
And have fun.
And have fun, absolutely.
And a full stomach. And bragging rights, because you get your golf cart. I mean, you're going to make up your score anyway, so.
I don't know about that. They
well,
take it very seriously.
We'll check with Scott. He didn't go last year. We got to hit him up. And then, let's see, you've got the
Jeep run?
The Jeep run, which, if you're going to go, make sure you polish that baby up. You want it looking good. You don't. Well, I guess Jeep guys are different, though. The dirtier, the better. It's how they're going to judge it.
no judgment here. I'm just happy to have them. You can come clean. You can come with the dirty Jeep. We don't care.
Yeah.
It'll still be fun.
But that'll be Saturday, June 27th. You've got a little over a month, but registration ends 1 month from today. So you want to get out, or yesterday?
Yesterday,
oh,
June 5th.
Oh, my goodness.
Time's going by fast.
So get out there. You can fill your stomach, fill your Jeep with prizes and the T-shirts and all the good stuff, and have a good time showing off the Jeep for a good cause. And you're going to have giveaways there, too.
Yes, so. We will. So at each place that we stop, we'll maybe do some games and prizes. So hopefully more than half the people go away with some kind of prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you are a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, maybe you want to get involved and sponsor this event, and you can contact them at aspirerhs.org to sign up as a sponsor.
Absolutely. Or you can call me at 989-912-6275.
And they don't have to be a Jeep dealer. I'm just pointing it out because it's a Jeep. But anybody who wants to help sponsor any of these events, definitely get in contact with them. I know they fill up pretty quick. I know we were talking about the hunting one back in late
March.
Yeah. And it filled up.
It did. It was very successful.
A lot of sponsors.
We, the proceeds from that was over $25,000. And so the prior year was $13,000. So we increased our profit, almost doubling it, which was huge. It was a great event, met some new people. We had some new hunters. So I just hope that it keeps growing throughout the years.
Let me ask this. I know it was for the P-Cups. Mm-hmm. That one, prostate cancer.
Right.
How was the receptiveness to it?
It has been really great. Actually, at the event, we offered PSA screening. And so of our, and forgive me, I don't have exact numbers, 70 to 80 hunters, I believe 26 hunters took advantage and had that PSA test taken right there. And it's a simple poke. It's not an, you know,
right.
It's not a long time to sit there and do something. You literally get a poke, and then all of that information, your test results, are mailed to your home.
That's
so it's confidential. Nothing that you're going to find out right then and there.
No, but that was an awesome event.
Yes.
And lots of sponsors. I couldn't believe how many you had.
We are very fortunate.
We're asking you, if you've not done it, you want some name recognition, team up with Aspire. They've got great opportunities, actually low-cost opportunities, for advertising at their events. And it supports a great program.
Absolutely. And again, to reiterate the last event, the 5K, 8K Walk Run Toddler Trot is Saturday, July 4th. And that is the kickoff to the Freedom Festival in Cass City. And we in Aspire Hills and Dales Healthcare has been doing this race for a long period of time. I want to say maybe it's, I'm guessing, 18th annual. It's been around for a while. So lots of people enjoy it. Lots of runners. Lots of parents bring their younger children and do it in the morning because the kids are excited about the parade and all the festivities. So.
And the parents are excited because kids get to run some of the energy off, you know. But Cass City, great town. They've been doing a lot, and I do mean a lot, to make the city something you want to go to. And I know they're doing a 250th anniversary mural made out of tiles, each hand painted, that they're going to put up on one of them buildings right there on Main Street.
They are.
Kicking off that Freedom Fest, great day.
It's a weekend full of festivities.
Oh, yes.
I don't have it in front of me, but there are so many things to do. There's vendors in the park, lots of things for kids. There's volleyball. I think there's a car show. The parade is usually over an hour long. I mean, Saturday is the day. There's fireworks at night. There's lots of things going on. And I'm pretty sure they will be putting all of that out soon, or it may even be out already.
I haven't received anything, but I know they're working on it.
I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. So make sure you get out there. Great cause. You're going to want to be a part of it just for the fun, if nothing else. But again, I want people to know how to contact you, so make sure they know how.
You could call me at 989-912-6275, or you can go to our website, aspirerhs.org, and choose foundation, and under the foundation, you will find all of the events, all of the details, all of the information. Our email addresses are out there, so you could email us as well. Mine is really long, so I won't even try to say it, but you'll see it out there. Again, or call us. We're happy to have that conversation. Happy to come talk to you, bring tickets to you.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, the Aspire Foundation is a nonprofit.
Yeah, correct.
It's separate from the hospitals and everything else, but this is where the grants and the fundraising for P cups and B cups and all these different programs come from. And it's because people like you.
Absolutely.
So make sure you get out there and contact them if you want to be a sponsor or a participant or a volunteer.
We would not be where we are without all these listeners, all of the sponsors, all of the businesses, all of the local vendors and employees, and just everybody that supports us. We are truly grateful, and it means so much.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And if you've missed it and you want to hear more details or something, you can always go back to thumbnet.net. It will be live recorded and put onto the website under the What Do You Think program. So thank you for joining me today, and we will be back with your news in about 6 minutes.
Keeping you informed 24/7 around the clock.